Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this opportunity you've given us on this day. Lord, we come to you eager to be able to share your gospel to a lost and dying world. We're thankful for the harvest that is before us, Lord, and pray that you bless us with many laborers and bless us with the increase. We pray, Lord, that Brother Ramirez plant the seed, your word. We pray, Lord, that it is watered, and Lord, with the increase that you will give us, we know your word will not return to you void. We pray, Lord, that many souls will obey the gospel and many souls will be restored. Lord, we are thankful for your son Jesus and for his great sacrifice for all of us because of the sins we have committed. Thankful, Lord, for the blood he shed at Calvary. We are thankful, Lord, that the sepulchre was empty because you raised him up. We were thankful for the institution, for his kingdom called the Church of Christ. We pray, Lord, that those who have obeyed this gospel live faithful unto death, and that those who may be wrestling or hovering between two opinions, Lord, that something is said this evening that makes them make a decision based upon their soul salvation. We also pray, Lord, for those in bereavement at this time, for the family of Lawrence Guidance Senior who passed, Lord. We ask that you be with them and comfort them in this time of need. A faithful listener to our nationwide gospel call and also a faithful brother in Christ. We pray, Lord, for the Highland Heights congregation and for Brother Tommy Brooks that you continue to bless them to be able to host this call. We ask this prayer in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Flounder. And I want to just say to all who are calling, Brother Tommy Brooks, the host minister of this nationwide gospel meeting that we're holding via conference call. And we're thankful for all the listening audience, especially those who are not members of the Church of Christ. You are our very honored guest and the VIP of our call. And we did put this call on with you in mind, so we pray that you will open your heart to receive with meekness God's engrafted word, for it's able to save your soul. Open your Bibles up and take notes of the things our speaker will speak about tonight. The speaker is Brother Samuel Ramirez. He preaches at the South College Church of Christ in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. He was a graduate of the Southwest School of Biblical Studies, and we're so thankful to have him. He's very evangelistic and often uses our call to teach many, many souls, and we're thankful to have him as our guest speaker tonight. So tonight, he will speak tonight from the subject, the topic, the precious blood of Christ. Brother Samuel, tell us the truth.
Thank you, Brother Tommy. It is a pleasure and a great honor to be able to talk to you and your audience tonight. Once again, I'm grateful for the opportunity to get to preach the precious gospel for Jesus Christ. The topic tonight that we're going to speak about is the precious blood of Christ. In our text, we find it in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. It says, ladies, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. In his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Jesus shed his blood for you and I, and for all the world. John 3:16. It was in November 19, 1984, in Mexico City, that it was a great explosion that occurred. It devastated almost seven blocks in the radius. It was a young man by the name Lorenzo. Lorenzo was 16 years old, and his house was located about four blocks away from where the explosion occurred in Mexico City, in the north side of the city. Due to the explosion, his hand was greatly injured, and he was bleeding a lot. He was asking for help. His hand was almost severed due to the explosion. He didn't know if his family was alive or not. He was clamming and crying out for help, and it happens that Nancy, a nurse who worked at the hospital and who had been at ENT for many years before, was in her way to work, and she listened to the explosion and ran to see if she can help. It was due to the eager and discipline of Nancy that Lorenzo didn't lose his hand, but it was greatly damaged. Lorenzo had a promising career as a high school teacher, whose dreams to become a great teacher went down the drain that day. But his life would change by the kind, loving care of Nancy, and they still remain friends until today. My friend, as you're listening tonight, you're probably thinking, what did the blood of Jesus Christ can do for me? The precious blood of Christ, the Bible teaches that that's the plan of God for salvation. Remember what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. Jesus Christ was wounded for you and me. In Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1, we read about a fountain being opened for sin and uncleanness. Jesus had come to save the world. Remember, this salvation, this plan of salvation, was laid out since before the foundation of the world. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 through 21. But I want to emphasize verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, Jesus came to save us, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as the lamb without blemish and without spot. Now, what Christ's blood can do for a man? Well, it takes care of the man's sin. It washes the sins away. Remember, the Bible teaches in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16, that sin make a person defiled. Sin stain our souls, not physically, but spiritually, according to Titus chapter 1, verse 15. Christ's blood cleanses us and washes away our own sins, according to Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. The blood of Christ makes us pure, Revelation chapter 7 and verse 14. As a preacher of the Church of Christ, I always encourage everyone to open their Bible, to take your notes, and to study for yourself, and to see that what we're teaching is the sound doctrine, is the whole counsel of God. So I recommend for you to juggle these verses and to take notes, because it is important. It's important because your soul depends on it. Remember, what did the blood of Christ can do for me? Well, as we stated, they wash away the sins of the man. They cleanse the sin from sin, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Throughout the stains that we receive is not in our flesh, but in our heart. They make us pure through the blood of Christ, according to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. The blood of Christ purchased our conscience. We find that in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. The blood of Christ, it puts away the sin away from us. It cleans us and makes us pure. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. In other words, the precious blood of Christ forgives our sins. You know that the sin is a debt of incurred towards God. In other words, we're indebted to God because we have sinned. The only Christ through his blood could pay the price. The shedding of the blood is necessary for forgiveness. The Bible clearly teaches in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Jesus' blood was shed for the remission of sin. Because all the sins of the world, Jesus was able to clean through his blood. Through the shedding of his blood, we find remission of our sins. Matthew 26 and verse 28. The blood of Christ also restored our relationship with God. Colossians 1:20. Remember, it is a barrier between the man and God. That barrier is the sin, according to Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2. You know, every time a man or a woman desires things of the world, that makes you and me, if we desire the things of the world, enemies of God, according to James chapter 4, verse 4. Through Jesus, we are reconciled to God. How do we know this? Because we can read this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 21. We are reconciled by Jesus Christ's death. His death brings the reconciliation between mankind and God, according to Romans chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. The blood of Jesus Christ, his precious blood, who was shed in the cross of Calvary for you and me, it justifies us and brings justification to us, according to Romans chapter 9, chapter 5, verse 9. When you and I sin and we make mistakes, we incur a penalty, and a death penalty. But when we do that, when the person have not understand the gospel, haven't obeyed the gospel, and continue to live in sin, he will stand condemned before God, according to Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 2. When we sin, we break God's law. That's simple as that. When we sin, when a man sins, we break God's law. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. There is no condemnation when you and I were in Christ. Why? Because he had taken away the condemnation. Jesus has done that. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. The blood of Christ, his precious blood, who who he shed on the cross, redeemed a man's soul by portioning him out of the slavery that he's living in sin. According to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. So that way, we no longer have to be living as slaves to sin, but to serve God in a good conscience. We don't have to be longer live as slaves to sin. Romans chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 5. Remember, we have been redeemed with the blood of Christ for an all lawless deed. And what that means, for all the wrong things that you have done, you and I, we have been redeemed from every lawless deed. Titus chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Jesus has redeemed us from his own blood. We have read it. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Let me read it again for you. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Yes, it's through the blood of Jesus that we are redeemed. He buys us back from sin. Jesus' blood has purchased the church, the precious church that he established the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. He has bought us back. All the sins that the man has committed, Jesus' blood has purchased the church. Acts chapter 20, and verse 28. The blood of Christ, let me tell you, listen to me. The blood of Christ, it is a gift, freely given and universally received for many people around the world. It is a free gift. The Bible says this in Romans chapter 5, 15 and 16. Why not bring justification to all men, the death of Christ? Romans chapter 5, verse 18. And also 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22nd. You know that Jesus tasted death for everyone. He had died on the cross for you and I. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. So the salvation can appear to all men, according to Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Jesus Christ, he gave himself as a ransom for all, for you and me. We cannot say that we have been so bad. They have committed so many things. They have been done atrocious things and things that are unthinkable. But let me remind you that Jesus gave himself as a ransom for us. He shed his blood for you and me. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. You know that God wants for everybody to be saved. He wants everybody to repent. God wants everybody to be saved. It doesn't matter who you are. Well, doesn't matter where you live. What kind of income do you have? Doesn't matter what kind of education. God wants everyone to be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 3 and 4. So everyone can repent. Yes, you heard me right. Everyone can repent. He wants for everyone to repent. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. God has no pleasure in the dead or the wicked. In other words, God is not happy when someone dies in sin. He's not happy with that. We can read that in Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 23. So how can you and I be saved? What does the precious blood of Christ can do? Bring salvation, cleanse us, justify. If it's through the baptism, it represents his death. It's through his blood that Jesus shed in his death, according to John chapter 19, verse 34. His true baptism represents his death, Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Jesus' blood washes away all the sins, according to Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. So baptism washes away the sins, according to Acts chapter 22, and verse 16. Jesus' blood sanctifies us, Hebrews 13, 12. We are sanctified and cleansed, but the washing of the water when we are baptized, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 and 27, is the washing of the generation, according to Titus chapter 3 and verse 5, verse 4, 5 and 6, even 7. Jesus' blood cleanses our conscience, Hebrews 9 and 13. So, my friend, how can you become a Christian and receive the benefit of the precious blood of Jesus Christ? First, you have to be here. You have to hear the gospel. You must hear and learn John chapter 3 and verse 45. You must hear and believe, Romans chapter 10 and verse 14. You must hear the word of Christ, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. You have to receive the blessing on hearing and in doing what the Bible teaches, according to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. It is the doers of the world. It is the doers, not just the hearers, the one who go ahead and obey and do what is being commanded to do. James chapter 1 and verse 22. So you have to hear. You must believe. In other words, you must have faith. Faith is required. According to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Not only faith, but also you need to act. You need to believe to be saved. Mark 16:16. You have to put faith in the word. And in other words, you obey and you act and you do. According to John chapter 6 and verse 29, you also have to repent. You have to repent or you will perish. Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and 5. We are commanded to repent. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. You have to repent for the forgiveness of sins according to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You have to repent and turn to God and do good works. That's what the first church did in Acts 26, verse 20. The repentance that you do, and you do in your mind, in your heart, when you change your mind, that means you turn away. You show it by words, according to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5. You know, when someone repents, when someone tries to make it right, that brings joy. That's what Luke chapter 15 and verse 7 says. You know, in Romans chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says the goodness of God leads to repentance. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 9 and 10, the Bible says that the godly sorrow works repentance. So when someone have understood, have heard, believe, and repent, you have to confess. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. You have to confess unto salvation. You have to confess Jesus Christ according to Luke chapter 12 and verse 8. You have to follow the example of Peter, Matthew 16, 16. We need to understand that the good confession, and in other words, you're giving witness for what you have believed. 1 Timothy 6:12. Remember, the eunuch in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 35 through 38, he confessed. He confessed that he believes. When you have fear, believe, repent, and confess, you have to be baptized. According to Acts, chapter 10, verse 48, you need to be baptized because we are being commanded. You are baptized according to Acts, chapter 2, and verse 38, for the remission of sin. That baptism is the one who Jesus authorized, according to Mark chapter 16, verse 16. So, when we read in Peter chapter 3, verse 31, we learn the baptism saves. Yes, when you obey the gospel, when you are baptized, and when you have followed the command of the Lord, and you come to hear the word, believe and have faith, and you have come to the understanding that you have to repent of your sins and confess His name and bear witness and be baptized with the remission of sins. And then the Lord Himself will add you to His church and continue to live a life that is a holy life, a life that pleases God, according to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Be faithful even unto death. My friend, that's exactly what the precious blood of Christ does for you and me. He cleanses, He redeems, He justifies. What a privilege is that we have been washed in the blood. Like the beautiful song says, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And the other famous song says, there is power, cleansing, working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. May God bless you and keep you. If you have any questions, call us. Let us know. We would love to help you and study with you. And thank you, Brother Tommy, for your great ministry. I pray for you daily. Your ministry has blessed this city and this congregation tremendously. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your attention. This has been your friend and brother in Christ, Samuel Ramirez. May God bless you. I turn it to you, Brother Tommy.
Wow. Thank you, Brother Samuel. I could hear the love you have for souls, the passion. Certainly, I guess the word precious speaks for the way you presented this lesson tonight. is that Jesus' blood is precious. That's the truth that you told us tonight. To the listening audience, we want you to know that we speak the truth in love. And as on this past week, I baptized one precious soul that was washed in the blood and been listening to our calls, and we're thankful she obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. If you're on the call tonight and you want to be baptized, please get back with the person who put you on the call and tell them you want to be washed in the precious blood of Jesus. And that, Lord, upon washing your sins away, will add you to the church that he purchased with his blood, and that is the church of Christ. And that's why we want to put on this call, so you could hear this truth. If you say, well, I want to listen more to this, I want to listen again to Brother Samuel, or any of our speakers, any of the subjects, topics we've given, all of them pertain to two things that we want to emphasize. One is that you must be saved, must be baptized. Two, to saved or in the church of Christ. And I guess I'll add number, and that is that we believe that the Bible has a final answer for every person who are concerned about saving their soul. We're going to die, but you got to obey God. And the Bible has not been proven wrong. Man cannot prove this book wrong. So we ask you tonight, go to our website, and you can listen to these sermons at HollandHeightsCoc.net. That's HollandHeightsCoc.net. The calls are recorded. Okay, for the members of the church, if you want the flyers, they're on the website. They're downloadable. You can download them, send them to your friends and family. I got an email. I'll just share this with you all. I got an email from a sister in Christ who three-wayed in her friend. She's been trying to save in India, and he had to go in the closet just to hear this truth. People need what we're giving. They need to hear this truth, you all. So please continue to share these messages. Do what you got to do to reach your friends, family, loved ones, and those you are concerned about the well-being of their soul. We got some great speakers coming up this whole month. We got tomorrow night, Brother Mike Hickson from Olive Branch, Mississippi. Saved in the church. Follow him, Brother John DeBerry. Then Brother Daniel Freeman. Then we have Brother Gene Rope from Texas City. Brother Mark Rowe from Paducah, Kentucky. Brother Andy Irvin from Fayetteville, Tennessee. Brother Gary Colley. Colleyville, Tennessee. Brother Alan Webster from Jacksonville, Alabama. Brother Don Blackwell is coming back on, South Haven, Mississippi. Brother Leo Gay from Las Vegas, Nevada. We got Brother Tom Waycaster from Olive Branch, Mississippi. Brother Tony DeBerry from Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Mark Teske from and also South Haven. Brother Rob Whitaker. Brother Jack Honeycutt from Tennessee as well. Brother Josue Castorino. Brother Daniel Webster. Brother Yuris Robinson and others from last week. We'll save the last week, let y'all know who's coming up on them. They're all on our website. Just go there, go to HollandHeightsCoc.net, click on the flyer, download them. If you'd like for us to email you a flyer, email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. That's nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. We'd be happy to send you flyers. We'd be happy to answer questions. We'd be happy to arrange Bible classes, to arrange for opportunities for you to get baptized. Like we've heard of several have got baptized. The biggest response we're seeing is restorations back to the Lord. And we're so thankful. For the angels rejoice in heaven over one sinner that repent. Let us pray to God. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your blessing. Thank you for Brother Samuel. Thank you for his passion, the love delivery. Thank you, Father, for him, for his ministry in Tahlequah, his effort to reach those who are lost, his love for you, Father, and his love for your son, as we all do. But we know, he said, it was greater love, no man than this, that laid down his life. And we thank you, Father, for this conference meeting, this gospel meeting that's reaching thousands as we have on tonight. Listen, thank you for the continued success of this meeting. We pray, open hearts of those who are listening, have not obeyed the gospel, but they endure it before eternally. To bless our efforts, thank you. We love you. We thank you so very much for loving us, that while we were yet sinners, your son would die. And in his name we pray, amen. I pray y'all be able to lay down tonight. If you're saved, lay down knowing you're saved. And you lay your head on the pillow. And if it's a denied pillow, you'll wake up in paradise. But if you're on the call tonight, you haven't obeyed, and you lay your head on the denied pillow tonight, heaven will not be your home. What a sad thing to think about. My prayer for each of you is that you hold on to God's unchanging hand and obey it. May God bless each of you. Have a good night, Trey. Good night.